listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about a word that God speaks to the family. It's in Colossians chapter 3, starting at verse 18. Here we go. Wives, submit to your own husbands as is fitting to the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not be bitter toward them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged. Inspired by God, the Apostle Paul wrote to Christians, telling them about life in the Spirit. In this section, he applied the idea of walking in the Spirit to the Christian family. There are specific things for Christians, husbands, wives, children, and parents to keep in mind as they seek to live to the honor of Jesus Christ. Now, we shouldn't regard these things as the only message that God has for the Christian family. There's much more, especially in the general instruction that God gives regarding life in the Spirit. If we would simply live more faithful Christian lives, we would surely get along better in our families. You can find much more specific instruction on the Christian marriage in an audio teaching series that I've done. You can find it on our website, but this is what we find in Colossians chapter 3, starting at verse 18. The word to wives is submit. The idea of submission doesn't have anything to do with being smarter or better or more talented. It has to do with a God-appointed order. Men and women have absolutely equal standing before God. Galatians 3:28 points this out. But God appoints particular roles and functions. This isn't submission that is demanded, but is done because it is fitting in the Lord. The words to husbands is love. In the Christian marriage, this safeguards the instruction to the wife. Though wives are to submit to their husbands, it never excuses husbands acting as tyrants over their wives. A husband's leadership in the home must be a leadership of love. The word to children is obey. Children who are still in their parents' household and under their authority must not only honor their father and mother, as in Ephesians 6:2, but they must also obey them and in all things. The word to parents is do not provoke. Children have a responsibility to obey, but parents have a responsibility to not provoke their children. Parents can provoke their children by being too harsh, too demanding, too controlling, unforgiving, or just plain angry. This harshness can be expressed through words, through actions, or even through nonverbal communication. In it all, we should also take away a point that is obvious, but is sometimes overlooked. All of this shows us that God cares about your family. Right now, your family might feel like a blessing or a burden to you, but either way, God cares. You can pray and boldly obey with that knowledge, strengthening your faith every step of the way. No matter what it's like in your family right now, seek to obey God with what He tells you to do and trust Him to work mightily because God cares about your family.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.